Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to our Blog Talk Radio.
It's Connecticut.
Yes, good morning, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad that you guys are tuning in today. We just want to say good morning. You can tell our studio audience ain't playing today. They over there. They yes. having a good time. We're so excited, and we got more parking in the parking lot. Yeah, we want to say welcome to our Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Morning's at the mansion. So good morning, America.
Woo! For being with us in the airways, Father. And Father, I just pray, Father,
I want to give a shout out to all my familia that you have connected us up with. City Chapel, first and foremost.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Bob and Candace Moya and everybody from City Chapel. I love ya. Everybody from Compassion of Christ, Pastor Gary Mitchell. God bless you, sir. I love you, Pastor.
Yes.
He's a mighty man for God, a soul winner. It's awesome to be connected with him. I love being connected with him. And also, When We Love, Pastor Gary Wilkerson Jr. We love you, Pastor. God bless you. Thank you for all the work that you do for the kingdom of God. And God bless you. May the Lord continue to more of him and more wisdom. And then everything else will follow. And I also want to send a shout out to Kings Heaven Worship Center.
Pastor Betty
and Apostle Burns. We love you, familia at Kings Heaven Worship Center. And also Crosswalk Church.
Pastor Eric and Bobby and Edward and everybody, Pastor Renee, Pastor Rick Pope in the house.
Shout out to y'all. We thank you so much for all your love and support. And if I left anybody out, I'm sorry. Oh, Outcast Ministry. Today we go to Pastor Marcos and Maria.
Yeah.
We love you. Los queremos mucho. Dios los bendiga. And God bless everyone that's tuning in. Everybody from Nueva York. We love you. Everyone from Reynosa, Mexico. Thank you for tuning in. And anywhere else around the world that's tuning in, God bless you. And we just pray that God will just touch your heart. Amen.
Today.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. And we really are grateful for the powerful supporters and being divinely connected in this season with the people who are really sold out, to the heart of God, and whatever it takes for us.
Yes. And Pastor Samson Gonzi.
Yes.
If you're tuning in, we love you. And it was a great service last night.
Yes.
And Matt Daniel.
Woo! What are you saying?
Oh, my God. I'm still high with Jesus right now, okay?
I tell you, the king is coming, America.
The king is coming.
He's coming.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yeah. And it's so amazing that the man of God comes all the way from Jerusalem.
Yes.
And he is the trumpet of the season. He blows the trumpet on what is going on in Jerusalem, and everything that's so aligned prophetically with the word of God and how it's all happening, and it's happening now.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people think, well, God will return in one day, but today, we have to get into our word and see what God is talking about, because this is not just a love letter, but it's also the book of instruction,
that
we have to hear what God is saying, and we are living in the, in the times of the king is coming.
Yes.
We got to get prepared as the church. We really got to get prepared for the king to come.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about Pastor Sam, because he comes and he brings the evidence to show you that it is coming and the times are winding up. And people are just in la-la land.
Yeah.
Okay? Like, someday it will. And they're not in the reality that it's now. It's happening.
Yeah.
So whenever we do these times of the people coming from Jerusalem, we invite you guys to come out. We do the post on Facebook for you guys that are watching to always come out and really get in an atmosphere of knowledge to hear what God is saying in this season, this hour, and this shifting, so that we can all be in the right season of the shift.
Yeah.
It's so important, and that's really what Pentecost is all about.
Yeah.
And we learned the depth of that last night. So
the powerful videos he bring in, and then he uses the scripture, the words
he shows
that is coherent with what the videos and everything that's going on and
up.
Prophecy,
that's
and it's
it.
Like, woo!
That's it.
It's exciting for us to go win more souls.
Come on now.
Because everything else is temporary, but souls are forever and ever. So let's each one reach one.
Come on now. And when you're in the atmosphere of Matt Daniels, boy, I tell you, woo!
Oh my
you
goodness.
You are like, not even in the natural.
Yes.
He's just all spirit. It is so
beautiful.
So I just thank God for those mighty men of God who are obedient and came and saturated the atmosphere. And it's just a blessing. And then the people that came to fill us.
Very.
Yes. So we just thank God for you. So what we're going to do now, Laura, is get into our teaching.
Yes.
The word of God. I'm so excited. And this is part two of what we were teaching last week, because there's so much need in this. Protecting your anointing. We got to protect our anointing and know what, that's such a powerful gift that we have. So we're going to kind of recap, but you guys go back and listen to, if you missed part one, go back and listen to the Blog Talk Radio / Mansion, okay, so that you can hear that teaching and all the other teachings that you want to listen to. You know you can binge listen, okay? Mm-hmm. Turn off the catfish at night. Catfish TV, turn it off. Because that's like so much. I mean, I was watching that yesterday when I was at the hospital with Jazz, and I thought, this is ridiculous how there's so much things going on the TV, how people get caught up and people they had never even seen. Mm-hmm. I was like, and they be falling in love. Mm-hmm. I was like, what?
And they be saying,
yes. And they, I mean, I know y'all probably some catfish watchers, but okay, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about, what the Holy Spirit talking about, okay? Yeah. But when you get in, we have to pay attention to the, as the world is turning, people are caught up in this TV stuff, and it's okay because we have our own TV show as well, Queen of Talk. But but you have to know that if we can get in the atmosphere, because this is where the Lord said that we will do greater things, because he was talking about the world turning and, you know, the technology and all of these things. So we're here today on our blog radio, which is a international radio, plus our Facebook, which is worldwide. This is what Jesus was talking about, because he was on the camel and he could, and the donkey, and he could only go so far. But this is what we pick up, and we have the hearts and the minds of God, and that's the word that each one reach one, you know. But we have to understand that we can't be caught up all day watching catfish.
Yeah, I watched that show once, and the deception. The deception, and also people falling in love with the wrong people.
But listen,
sometimes it's a man thinks he's falling in love with a man, and it's a woman.
Yeah, it's a lie.
It's a lie. It's not a woman. It's a man. Another man. It's crazy, you know, it's looking ridiculous. For love in all the wrong places. So if you want to look for love, y'all,
on,
I'm right
love
here.
Letter.
And that's love letters. Ooh. This is the true love. True love. Don't be deceived.
Listen, because
yes.
That was a reality check, you know, for me, because we're watching this stuff. Because, you know, when you're in places like hospitals and sometimes doctor's offices, you got to watch what's on TV. And I'm like, this is like ludicrous that these people, for real, I mean, they hurt, they want to kill themselves because the person ain't who they thought they were.
Yeah.
And they,
it's real.
Yes. And I thought, wow. And we have a hunger for that in the world today for deception. And manipulation, and it's just awful. But we want to talk about what God talks about. We're going to talk about protecting your anointing, because that's so important. And this is part two of that. So listen, write these scriptures down. This is for last week's teaching, so you can go back and hear that first. Read the first portion of what God is saying to you. So 2 Timothy 1:14, write these down. Mark 1:21-26, and Isaiah 10:27. So those were what we were teaching on last week, because one thing about protecting the anointing, we must guard the treasure. The anointing is a treasure. It's from the Holy Spirit. And it's a treasure that was committed to us through the Holy Spirit that lives in us. So that's what our anointing is. It is a treasure. And it is a gift. And you have to know that. You know, a lot of people just roll over that like a speed bump. They don't get into the depth of what is in them and who is in them. And that's so important. And when you do that, Laura, that's when you take it to another dimension and you just ride with it. And that's kind of one of the things that you do in your outreach. You know, you wake up every morning with a passion in your heart to win souls. That's real simple, but it's hard work. But nothing is too hard for God.
For God.
Yeah.
The strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the learning every day.
Every day.
New revelations every day, and God is faithful to all his children that are in darkness, you know,
because it's power.
And God is like, if I brought you out, go out there, and there's more of you that you're going to reach out to. So I'm like, okay,
That's it. Because listen, the thing about it is, because the enemy, let me read this, what the Lord has described, because the enemy despises the men and women who walk in the anointing of the Spirit of power. He despises that. And listen, his job is really to take you into a place of distraction. And he'll send anything to distract you. Anything. And then you get caught up in the distraction, and you miss, and you done rolled off into the Freddy Krueger lane. because that's what I see in the spirit. We done got on the Freddy Krueger bus, and we were, you know, and you'd be like, how did I get over here? Because we got distracted. And when you stay in the spirit, you know when the distractions come, and you just can't get caught up in it. And then you pray for the people.
Yes.
Because it's not so much the people as it is the spirit behind them. And you have to know that, because a lot of times we want to blame the enemy, but what we do is we get caught up in it and we begin to participate in it. And we have to know that that is not our portion. So we're going to read Acts 10 and 38 this morning. Hallelujah.
And I'm going to ask everyone to write down the scriptures and study them for yourself. And also, I thank you for your patience. I read it in Spanish because I'm learning, growing, and knowing. And then my twin sister, for those who are new, I read it in Spanish, and she'll read it in English. And then we let the Holy Spirit do the work. So thank you for your patience. God bless everyone. God's love letter,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre. Es
fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Actos 5, verso 12. Y la palabra de Dios dice, y por la mano de los apóstoles se hacían muchas señales y prodigios en el pueblo, y estaban todos los unánimes en el pórtico del Salomón. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. So the word of the Lord reads in Acts 10 and 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and this is so powerful, with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Isn't that awesome? Because listen, one thing about it, one of Satan's most powerful tactics is to distract God's servants so that they pursue that which is lesser, okay, or have no significance for a life fully yielded to the Spirit. So that sounds like it's really simple, but that's major, because if he can drown you down and weigh you down with all this, like, you know, say for instance, if you're worried about your bills, or if you're worried about your children or your spouse or your ministries or your businesses, if he can take you to a place of being distracted and worried, then you're not going to be able to hear nothing God is saying to you in the depth, because the word of God says it will lesser your significance of what you're called to do, which is, that's a distraction. Thank you, Brother Jack. How are you this morning, Mighty God? This is the Ortiz. This is what they do. Yes. Hallelujah. Laura, I don't know why you make the water. I said, Brother Jack, don't come. He don't bring it. To God be the glory. And this is, and it's just, it don't be just any, it be powerful stuff.
Yes.
This is vitamin water, America. This
yes.
is, this is to make us more dudamous. Okay? Give us more power, because that's what we're talking about. So I just thank God for allowing us to know the scheme of the enemy.
Yes.
Because what we have to do is we have to tap into everything that Jesus has left us.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I love about Christ, because he said, all the, you know, he died for us.
Yes.
For us to have life and have it what? More abundantly.
Yes.
But this is the bonus. He said, but before I go, I'm going to leave you the comforter.
Yes.
Because he knew we were going to need it. Mm-hmm. So we have to know that what is within us. So when he left that for us, that's where we have to, you know, tap into the depth of who is in us. And when you do that, you will be, you have to be in the spirit now, because you got to remember the Trinity, God is a spirit. And the word of God says that those that worship him or hang out with him must in spirit and in truth. So you got to see in the spirit to be able to hear the spirit of God. You can't be in the natural saying, you know, the Lord told me. No, you told yourself.
Yeah,
you know, you have to know that.
Yeah.
Because remember the teaching, Laura, are you seeking or are you thinking?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a thin line.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, that's the only way to do that, though, successfully, is to stay in the spirit. Because if you don't, you're going to start thinking, and then it becomes what? Stinking thinking. Is that how you used to say it, Laura?
Yeah.
And then you get into this place because you were thinking, and you didn't stay into the place of thinking. And it's so important, and that's the three-part trinity. You know, so Laura, what's on your heart?
I wanna share a testimony to go with what we're teaching right now, as far as letting the Holy Spirit in, wanting us, you know, protecting it, and just trusting God in all our endurance. Yesterday, my son Luke is going to camp with the City Chapel in the youth. It's his first year going with the youth. And they did a car wash this last Saturday to raise some money, and I think each child raised like $38 each as they broke it down. So he was still short $108, and it had to be turned in yesterday. So what they told me, and I said, "Well, God, you're his father," and I know I had other people that told me, "If you need the money, just let us know, and we'll pay it." But God, I told God, I don't want to call nobody. Not that I have pride, Pastor Marlo, because if I have to, I will. But I trust God. So this is what I told the Holy Spirit. I told God. I said, "Well, God, my son, your son, owes $100 million, and you have it. I know I have it, but you have it, so I just pray that you take care of it." Within an hour, I got a text from TJ. He told me the balance, $108 million. But an hour later, he texted me. He goes, "Oh, by the way, Laura, Luke's camp is taking care of. Somebody called the church and asked how much did he need, and they told him how much, $108 million, and they paid it."
Wow.
And I was like, wow, within the hour, you know?
Awesome.
So I trust God. You know, you must believe his word and speak his word and just hold on to it, you know?
That's
where I'm at with God. You know, it's been a process to get where I'm at, but you could get there too.
Yeah,
it's a daily walk, talking to him, hearing from him, and he will send mighty warriors. I mean, Dalis Ortiz and her husband's been a blessing to my Luke.
Amen.
And but yesterday was one day I was tired, you know, I just wanted to relax, I didn't want to call nobody, and I just said, "Lord, just take care of it." And within the hour, he did it.
That's so beautiful.
You know?
That's so beautiful.
Yes. And
so
I just,
beautiful.
Yes. And I was like, "Thank you. All glory to Jesus." But I thank God for the person that paid it, you know. God bless you, James Duval. I love you. And God bless you for being a blessing.
So, you know what, Laura? Let's like hang out right there. Let's hang out right there, because we're just trying to help somebody. Because God is true to his word. So these are powerful testimonies. That's so powerful. And to some people, that may be my news. So we're going to elevate here in this place of encouraging you today. Because it's so important when we do that, because the topic today is protecting your anointing. Don't try to protect nobody else. Stay in your grace. Okay. So listen, I was listening to Pastor Sam last night. And this is a man who just abruptly in his life moved to Jerusalem, him and his family. They do life over there, and then they do life here. That takes a place of really hearing God. What are you called to do? What is your call? What is your anointing? You have to, like, do some supernatural stuff, because we serve a supernatural God. So he says that he had a debt. Remember the testimony last night? He had a debt, and he, you know, as a man of God, he wanted to make sure. So he asked God, "God, I know before you take me to this next dimension, I got to get this debt done, and I need you to take care of that." It wasn't, 5 days, less than, the debt was paid, and it was a debt. Okay, America? And you have to know that God, just like what you just said, you just said, "Okay, Lord, he's your son, you take care of it, and I'm going to lay down." Okay? Really, you got to lay down in your spirit. You can't be still over here trying to work it, man. You didn't ask God, but you're over here trying to work it. That's not trust. That's not staying in your place of anointing and trusting God. So then you have a lady by the name of Marlo Mosey. You can say Pastor Marlo, but just plain old Marlo. That said, "Okay, Lord, this is what you want, then this is what I want." And then he says, "Okay." And he said, so I said, "Okay, I want a mansion." I spoke it, just like you spoke it. Now, that's probably insignificant, the $108.5 million property. But it's all the same to God. It's no different. And then you just say, well, and then see, you got to get rebuked in the process sometimes too. So I'm just trying to help somebody, because I got rebuked, because I went the other way looking for my own mansion. I did. Okay. And I heard the Holy Spirit, real quiet but stern, say, "You're going the wrong way." Yeah. So I went to the house and I sat down for 3 days because I didn't know what to do at that point. All I know is I'm dialoguing with the Father. We dialogue with Him, but we still try to get over here and do it. And this is not even on the notes, but this is the Holy Ghost today. Because we just, obviously somebody needs the help, because we had to get the help too. So I go over there where all the attorneys and everybody got their little colonial homes, and I'm riding over there trying to see, and I'm so into it to people is blowing at me, saying, "Lady, you was in my lane." See, that was so prophetic to me, because I was out of my grace. I was nowhere hovering in my anointing. I'm over there trying to do something. I'm trying to do God stuff. So when the Holy Spirit told me that I was going the wrong way, I went to sit down because I had to really get in the face of God to hear what He was saying to me. And I'm just minding my own business, and I'm driving up Bowen, and then the Holy Spirit said, "Make a left quickly." I'm almost at the light to make a right. And I put my blinker on, hovered over real quick, and bam, I went 2 blocks up the street. I just heard the Spirit say, "Make a left." And I'm 2 blocks up the street, and there's the big two-story colonial mansion. And I hovered my car around real quick. I mean, you could hear the wheels screeching. And from that day to this one, as we sit here, I've been driving in the parking lot every day. But God, He will do it. He will do the 108, He'll do the 5,000, and He'll do the 10. He'll do the million.
Yes.
1 billion, whatever you need.
And when you're being obedient on what He's calling you to do, and you just come as you are with what you have.
What
you
say,
if you trust you with little, you trust you with much.
Come on.
You know, a lot of people in my family that are not where I'm at, they think I don't work because I'm full-time ministry. They're like, "Laura, do you work?" And I'm like, "I'm full-time ministry." They're like, "That's not a job."
Wow.
But they don't know, okay? They don't know. And by faith, you know? And but they when they see that God releases blessings, they're like, "Whoa!"
But they want the benefits.
Just like my vehicle, I was in need of a vehicle, and Linda Esquivel and her husband, 4 or 5 years ago, they blessed me with the van, and to this day, I'm thankful for it. You know, I have a car payment; it's paid for. And God provide a vehicle. He'll provide finances. He'll provide food. I mean, He takes care of us.
He does.
So I just want to encourage somebody that's out there watching right now, and you're struggling with the calling or you're struggling with anything, trust God and speak His word. He's faithful, and His word's not a lie. It's alive.
It's not.
But just believe it. You have to believe it. And I hold on to everything He tells me. And,
hallelujah.
And it's so much, you know, but trust Him. He will not put you to shame. He will not. He's faithful, even when we're not faithful.
Yes.
That's what brings me to repentance, that even when I know that I'm not faithful, that's my hope. He's so good to me, and that's what brings me to my knees, you know?
Hallelujah.
So God is good, y'all.
He
has
so
many blessings for all of y'all.
Because, you know, America, here's the deal. We get caught up in the disappointment in life, because really a disappointment was really never for you. We always get in this place that we want what's not even for us. We fight, we struggle, we do a whole bunch of stuff. We get all acrobatic and theatrical, trying to get some stuff that's not even assigned to our lives and some people, okay? Because distractions disrupt divine appointments. They really do. Because if you get distracted, you're not going to be nowhere near where you're supposed to be because you caught up in the distraction. I mean, you're in the struggle, you're in the fight, you're seeding your finances, you're doing a whole bunch of stuff that God never told you to do because nobody checked with God. We got to check with Him, and we got to make sure that this is what He's calling us to do. And you know what, America? It may be what He's calling you to do, but not right now. Because I remember when Pastor Sam was talking last night when God told him about the house of prayer.
Yeah, that's
but he said that everything opened up, the opportunities, the doors, the contracts, and he heard God say, "Move to Minnesota."
Yeah.
Just like that. And he shut it down because it was a God thing. It was, you know, you got to make sure that you're not doing so much of the good thing rather than the God thing. Because we get caught up in that sound good. Them people seem good. Let me see it over here. Ain't nobody else got nothing. We got to be mindful, America, that we have to continue to stay in our anointing and stay in a place of protecting it. Because the enemy will put a hook in our nose, and before you know it, we'll be on the other side. Y'all know we said on the Freddy Krueger bus. Okay? We will. That's what I'm just speaking from experience. And you're on the road to hell, and you be like, "How did I get here?" And then you got to wait. Because, see, whenever you do that, whatever we do, there's a consequence. whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Oh, yes.
And it's a harvest on every seed we sow. Yes. You have to be mindful of that. And when you do that, you'll be like, oh, Lord, I just can't believe that. I'm still over here. And then you get mad at God. Then people don't want to go to church. They get mad at the pastors. It's just ridiculous that we do these things. But we got to stay in our grace and in our protecting of our anointing. And when we roll out of that, we are uncovered. And then we have to be mindful. We got to go through it because God will give us the grace to do that. Now, we got all the way off the right, the page. Well, we was hearing God today because it's so evident that people are struggling in those areas. And we were struggling too. But we just said, Lord, help my unbelief. Because obviously I'm not believing you. And I'm not trusting you and what you're telling me to do. Because a lot of times it seems impossible. But the word of God says that all things are possible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Come on.
Oh, todo.
Yes.
Es posible con Dios.
Hallelujah. So, Laura Kelly.
For those who believe. You must believe,
too. You got to believe. Talk about it, Laura. I'm so excited about it. So, we just have to know. You see, when you stay in the spirit, you see the spirits that are on the people. You really do. We were kind of talking about this a little bit on Sunday. But it's so true. And then, see, we want to say, well, that's Spooky Dale, and that's my dog, and that's my homie. And, you know, I'm just going to let them make it. No. If they come at you sideways, I'm telling you, you have to know that you still love them, but you say, we're not going to be able to do that because that is not of God. That's not going to promote the kingdom or the kingdom causes. And you have to do that. And half the time, the people come with the collar. Yes, America. You have to know that you're an atmosphere changer, and it is your reasonable service to shift it.
Yes.
We have to be obedient.
And be bold about it.
Yes.
Don't be ashamed.
Yes.
Let me tell you, I'm in a place with God now that the enemy's bold. He's bold about coming at you.
He don't care.
So when people come at me or spirits, you need to slow down, come down, you overdo it or whatever. No, you need to step up. You know, get out of my lane. You know, I'm like, use my lane. Well, you know, because I used to apologize,
wow,
but not no
too.
More.
Me
I am
too.
Who I am. I'm daughter of the Most High God.
Come on.
And it's all for His glory, and it's all about Him, and that's who I am.
And that's so true, and we have to know that, you know, but we can't allow people to do that because that's a place of what we're teaching today, protecting your anointing, because people will come and break you down, and then we get weak, and we're going to need more than some vitamin water.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to have to get back and go back in the face of the Father and see what He is saying and allow ourselves to be equipped because we're all called. Because I'm telling you, the enemy cannot succeed with a strategy that will result in our destruction. Unless, I'm telling you, he'll settle for a plan that accumulates in our reduction of who we are. So like Lauren said, you better crank it up and get into the next phase of what you're called to do. And that's that place of being dutiful.
Yes.
Right, Lauren?
I'll be like, I did teaching on Wednesdays with the children and we learned Bible verses. I said, look, Acts 10:38, Jesus went around doing good. Acts 10:38, I'm just being about my Father's business, so you need to step up.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is they have the big eye on you. And they tell me, you know what, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. Okay, this is coming straight from the Mornings of the Mansion show. You, it's not me.
Yeah.
Okay? You have to be able to stand firm and let people know without being, you know, doing it in the spirit of love.
Yes.
I'm not trying to tell
that's
everybody.
Right. That, yeah, that's right.
You know,
just in love.
Yeah, just doing it
in
the spirit
love.
Of love. Yeah.
But I love you.
But you
that's
gotta,
what I said.
You gotta
I love
protect,
it.
You do. You got to protect your anointing, you know. And it's so important that we do that because if not, people will beat you down with your own stuff. And you have to protect yourself, protect your heart, protect, you know, your mind. Protect. You got to do that.
Because in the past, I used to go home and cry and have a pity party.
See what I'm saying,
you know,
Laura.
Feel sorry for myself. And you know, but I'm not there no more. Can
Amen.
I keep it real?
Keep
Can
it
I
real.
Be
keep it real.
But I'm not, you know, I'm just sharing, you know, to encourage whoever, I don't know who God's speaking to, but whoever it is, just want to encourage you as we're learning and growing as He perfects us through His Word. we come mature. We grow up.
We mature. We're not watching. Well, sometimes we do see the full grown people of God with the bottles of beer. Come on now. Like Brother Ed would say, get on the meat, get off the milk. Give the new people coming time to get on the bottle. Okay? You want to stay on the bottle forever? No! Chew some meat. Like Laura said, chew on it. Okay? Meditate on the word
of
God.
It's good.
Yes.
Man.
And I love it because God will put you back in your place and he'll be saying, he will cut you, he will whoop you. I'm telling you, get back over there. I see, y'all remember on Friday when Smokey was whooping the little boy with the belt that came up behind him and scared him. He was like, I'm tired of you, man. He was really whooping. That's how God does us. He gets with us.
He don't spare the rock.
He gets with us, and he's like, get back over there, and you're not supposed to be over here. But I love the correction, because
yes.
It's love.
Yes.
You know, it really is. So we're going to roll to Acts 5 and 21. Oh, it's 5 and 12, Laura. I'm sorry. 5 and 12.
You know what? That's the one I read earlier. So I read
you
the
did
wrong
not.
Scripture. No? Acts 5, 12?
No, we read 2. You did.
Okay.
You
so Acts 5, 12?
Yeah. Did you read that?
Lord, forgive me.
Okay.
Apostles.
Okay.
Cinco doce. God's love letter.
Which is fire.
La palabra de Dios es lumbre.
Es fuego.
Y por la mano de los apóstoles se hacían muchas señales y prodigios en el pueblo y estaban todos unánimes en el pórtico del Salomón.
Hallelujah.
Salomón. Yes.
Gloria
a Dios. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I'll cut up in the spirit. Okay. Learning, growing, and knowing.
And 12 reads, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And that is America, the Holy Ghost, the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Being on one accord. And
yes.
I think today
yes.
that's kind of what we're missing as the body.
Yes.
Come on now, because we got to be bodybuilders.
Yes.
In the kingdom. Okay? So listen, we are not on one accord. That's why when the enemy comes.
So much division, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I'm telling you. When people come into the house of God, they should leave different than when they came. There should not be, you should not be able to go out the same. And if that's happening to you on every Sunday, you better check the threshold. You better check the teaching. You better check. I'm telling you, because if you, like Laura says, we should be learning, growing, and knowing. Every single day that we have breath in us. So we are not on one accord, church, America. No, we too busy worrying about what Laura got going on, who she connected to. Can't tell her, no, you don't. Well, what are you doing? What are you doing to hold her up? No, really. And what are you doing to hold your men's pastor up? What are you doing to hold up, you know, your home? And I got to say this because this is in my spirit. If you are not helping the people in your own home, how are you going to help some people in the street? Because that's where ministry really starts at. So this is the stuff that the Holy Ghost had to slice and dice me up on. Look, what you doing? Because your cousin over there going through some stuff. Or your immediate, your children. You know, really. But we want to go out on the corner and see 50 million people like they the birds. And I hear Edward always talk about how the Holy Spirit rebukes him for riding his bike with the granola bars. Okay?
It was a good thing.
Yeah, yes. But, you know, a lot of times we get in that place and then we get puffed up and we think it's us. And it's really God.
It's all God.
And the things that we do collectively are, I mean, supersized to what I could do on my own. Mm-hmm. You know, I could not do, and even though America listened to me real good, I did this blog show for about a year or so by myself, but it was not on the capacity that it's on now. Because when Laura Kelly crossed the threshold, the Holy Spirit said, that's what you've been waiting for right there. That's her. But I couldn't, y'all know how I love to talk. I love to testify. I love to talk about the goodness of God. But I could not get a word in.
Oh, no.
I know y'all believe that.
Oh, no.
When we met.
I was almost trying to do the church thing to hold up my finger with Lord. Can I say one thing? I just wanted to tell him what God was telling me, but I couldn't even do that. had to shift the atmosphere and take her into another room. And then she fell on the floor on me. I couldn't say nothing because she was full of the Holy Spirit. So when she was exiting the building, I finally said, well, you know, the Lord was mentioned to me that you would, like, be my co-host on the show. She was like, well, okay. She in the spirit, too. Okay, but when it really dawned on her, she was like, what's that? What am I doing? And then when she did one show with me, she left and thanked you for having. I was like, no, you don't get it. But isn't that amazing how you were, but you were ready, Laura. And then when you go back, I'm telling you, America, go back and watch the first video.
I was scared, y'all.
Go back and watch the first video.
I was ready, but I was scared. I was thinking, I was holding your hand.
It's hilarious.
I did it with my thoughts, but not like before.
Yeah. To God be the glory, but you got to know that you know that you know. You know, and you can't be afraid, but you also, that's why it's so important that you have balance. You can't be not only afraid, but you can't be anxious either. You got to find a balance in it and roll like God tell you to roll. You know, and even though sometimes, America, the doors are open, but ask God, is this the right time?
Yeah.
Is this the right season for this particular thing that you want, that you have birthed in you? Because even like the TV show, let's just use this for example. The Lord put it in my belly. He opened the doors. He did all of this stuff for this amazing new Queendom talk show. I'm so excited. We were looking at the opening of it last night. But when he put that in my belly, it wasn't the right time. He said, listen, you have to really, when you're going into a new dimension, y'all know new levels, new devils. Hello. That ain't just a saying. That's the truth.
That's right.
Okay. So I had to line up online, precept upon precept, prepare for this kingdom cause for the queendom. And I had to hear God, put it over here. Don't do it over there. Wait a minute. Hold up. And a year and a half has went by. Yeah. And now the Lord has released us to do it. But you can't go in these new dimensions uncovered. And you can't go in any kind of way. And please don't go in big. You have to be able to steward it. We say we represent the kingdom, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But how are we representing today? We have to stay in a place of protecting our anointing. Protect your anointing, America, because it's yours. Hallelujah. Don't do it, because we do that so many times. And then this is what I get rebuked on all the time, because I love to pillar people. But the Lord will say to me, did I tell you to do that? Did I tell you to divinely connect? That ain't divine. That's what you thought. You want to help the world. You trying to take my place. This is what he tell me. He's like, you are not God. I didn't tell you to go over there because you're going to get sifted like wheat over there. And then people going to take your stuff and say, hey, I gave it to them. Oh, yeah, it happens all the time, America. Yes. But as a matter of fact, Edward, what we do is we be handing it off to them on the platter. Here you go. Yes. We want to be good. Come on now. And that's true. Did y'all hear the man of God? He's going to be up here in a minute because he preaches. Okay. Tell the truth, Edward. It's the truth. So obviously, the man that went through something in that arena. Okay.
He could write the book.
Yeah.
He won't write the book.
Hello. It's all about pleasing the Father. It is. He's telling the truth, you know. Help us teach him. Help us teach Edward, okay? Because I'm telling you. We were just talking about the apostles in the New Testament, America. It talks about the authority given to the apostles, okay, to demonstrate and display the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders. So you too have the same authority, okay? We can all demonstrate the same thing, but you have to know which soil to put it in. No, really. Because we get over here and we get to entertaining these spirits. And then before you know it, that's where the acrobats come in. We all theatrical. And then we get caught up in that, the theatrics of it. And then we get out of that portion of what God call it is really calling us to do, Lord. You know?
And what's so beautiful about God that if we've been obedient to the calling as far as sharing the word of God, his love letters, what I love about him that is true, and y'all, everybody know it, when I said La Familia keeps growing and growing, you know, God is connected. I'm learning so much from Pastor Eric, Bobby.
Yes.
I learned so much from Dalis and Jack. I mean, everybody that God has connected us with. with Pastor Marcos. You know, I'm not about clicks. You know, some people's like, why are you going over there? Why are you doing this? Why are you with? You know what? I'm going where the Holy Spirit leads me, and there's growth with the Holy Spirit, you know, to help others so we could pillar them, and then they pillar us too. They help us too, you know, and we're all learning and helping each other. And that's what God is doing, because God's like, what's coming in the future, if we're not in unity, we're not connected, you know, the enemy's going to devour us, you know, and I'm like, no, you know, that's why he's like, get connected, Laura, learn here, you know, and we got to do that teaching again. I told Mama Moya that how to keep it shut, not
that's
to say
it.
Nothing, what not to say, what to say, what not to say, and
you
I,
have
I'm
to know.
Like, yeah. But I just thank God for his mercy and grace as he's teaching me. There's so much to learn. But I thank God for everyone that's tuning in, every warrior, every pastor,
Hallelujah.
Every, you know, y'all all, there's no favoritism with God,
it's
you know.
Not.
And what I love about him, that he has blessings for all of y'all,
he does.
For all of us.
He does.
And I'm just looking forward for his will, not my will, but his will, that will be done.
Hallelujah. Because it's like
for his glory.
I think about the Holy Spirit all the time. It's that Matthew 6:33.
Yes.
Seek ye first.
Yes.
Come on
yes.
now. The kingdom and his righteousness.
Yes.
We leave that out.
Yes.
The righteousness of God. And everything else will be added.
Yes.
You don't have to do nothing. God is he multiplies.
Yes.
You know, he's not
yes.
trying to take nothing from us. He's trying to get something to us. And we have Rhonda Elkins this morning saying, my awesomely wonderful and powerful women of God. Oh, my God, such an amazing word about God's service and testing and letting the Holy Spirit guide you. The, what does that say, Laura?
The Spirit is
the Spirit
shining.
Is shining as bright as your shirt.
Morning at the mansion.
Morning at the mansion.
Come on.
Come on now.
Gloria a Dios.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And I thank God for Rhonda Elkins. She is my double DNA sister.
Yes.
And she's just so powerfully pillaring
mm-hmm.
in an amazing way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God for her. We speak life to you today,
yes.
Rhonda. And thank you for sharing your heart with us.
Your love,
encouraging
your support.
Us. Yes.
Thank you for always
us.
Sharing the videos. God
yes.
bless you.
God
as
bless
you did
you.
It unto us like doing it unto before. And
Hallelujah.
We just pray that God will touch that one out of the 99
Come on
or
now.
The 100 or the 100,000 for
yes.
his glory. Amen?
A chameleon. Chameleon. To God be the glory. So listen, Laura, we're going to go to Acts 19:11. And, you know, a lot of times I hear people say, you know, God only did that back then. God, we serve the same God.
Ooh.
Yesterday, today, and forever. And as a matter of fact, America, we are in the time of dispensation. And God is doing a different thing. It's the same God doing some different stuff in a different time with some different people. And you have to know that you have the power and the authority to demonstrate signs, miracles, and wonders. Because if the anointing was on the apostles, it too can rest on you. Amen?
God's love letters, which is
fire.
Yes.
La palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuegos.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y en Hechos 19, verso 11, la palabra de Dios dice, y hacía Dios milagros extraordinarios por la mano de Pablo.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And the word of God reads, and God wrought special miracles by the hand of Paul. And he can bring them through the hands of Laura, through the hands of Rhonda, Edward, Charles, Lee, Tracy, all of us.
Yes.
Linda.
Yes.
He can do that. You got to want it. How bad do you want it?
Yes.
You know, we have to line up because I'm telling you, Satan wants to prevent such a supernatural power from being manifested in the earth today. And the reason we're talking about what the enemy wants is because a lot of people don't know the depth of that. So listen, he knows the apostolic demonstration is in the earth. He does. But if he can stop it, if he can cease it, when the apostolic devotion is abandoned, because that's what we do. Because remember back when we talked about the Lord said, before I go, I'm going to leave you and you and you the comforter. Okay, it's in you. And remember back when we were talking about that it's a gift that has been committed in you. That's the Holy Spirit. That's in 1 Timothy. Or 2 Timothy, which one is it? In the beginning, 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy.
If that's
1:14.
That's it. 2 Timothy 1:14. Go read for yourself. Whatever interpretation of the word you have, the NIV, the ESV, the KJV. Go read it for yourself, because God is telling us what he has equipped us to do. But we get so caught up on what the devil's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to help somebody because, listen, he only do what we allow him to do. When I learned that, I done gave the devil this all these years, and he done wore me out with my own stuff? What? So that's why we have to get new revelation.
Yes.
Because his mercy is new every morning.
Every morning.
Get up and get your
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
That's brand new. So, you know, listen, if the devil, let me tell you, if he can't make you bad, he will make you busy. And then we get so busy doing the I stuff, and then we leave God over here and we want to pick him up when the I stuff ain't going so good. And then we want to say, Lord, that didn't work out. I'm going to need you to help me, Lord. That's what we say. He was trying to help you the whole time.
Yeah.
But we got to be mindful. And I know y'all be like, it's just the way you say it, but it's just the truth. I don't know how else to say it. This is the way I was created. And I'm like, Laura, I don't make excuses anymore. I used to try to deal my life for people to feel, okay. And God said, no, crank it up, turn it up, because that's how we created you. And he created all of us to do that. We are the light of the world, America. We are. We should be beaming in every place we go. We should have a high beam zone. People should say, you look like God. Oh, my God. It's a God. You know what? I want that. I need that. And you, too, can have that, because really, you want to wake that up that's already in you, because it's already in you. Right, Laura? A lot of people don't know that. And that's what makes Laura Kelly and Marlo Mozee dutiful. And that's why we twin sisters. And I'll never forget the look on Lily's face when you told her.
My
that.
Granddaughter.
Yeah.
Three.
She's 3 years old. But she's speaking tongues, right, Edward? She's speaking tongues. I'm telling you, if the three-year-olds can get the revelation, what is going on with the church folks?
Every time she sees you, now that's your sister.
Yeah, we're going to the mansion. Yes, but when we told her we were sisters, she was looking at us like, that don't match.
Yeah, she goes, y'all sister, you like.
But and now.
Yeah, she's my sister. She goes, okay, now every time, my grandmother's your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, she'd be watching the videos.
So awesome. But I'm telling you, that's why we have to come with a childlike mindset, you know, to be shifted and to be able to be acclimated to hear what God is saying.
And I don't know who it is that call us salt and pepper. Oh, and I'm like, that's right. We're the
New
salt
York.
Of the earth. And then and we're the light to darkness.
Come on. And the devil gets mad every time we wake up. And our feet hit the ground. He'll be like, oh, Lord. Jesus, here they come. That's right. So we coming, and we coming for you. Yeah, we coming for you. And you have to know that, right, Laura?
Yes.
So when you wake up on purpose, you know, tap into your authority, tap into your power,
yes.
and all at the same time in the Holy Ghost matrix,
yes.
you too can protect your anointing. It's so important that we do that and don't let people come and hashtag rain on your parade and try to tell you, you just too much. Oh, yeah. Are you, I mean, that's just all of that. That's not even necessary. Really? Well, I don't know what scriptures you're reading, but God so loved the world. Come on now, that he gave his son so that I can live. You got to make it personal.
Yes.
And then collectively, we all living and we all shining. That's why we are the bling of the earth.
Yes.
And come to the conference. We're going to be talking about that to be empowered. To know who you are, because there's so many people in the world that's breathing, that's just existing. They're not living. They're not loving. They're mad at the world, and nobody's done nothing to them, you know?
That's right.
So we want to encourage you today to wake up on purpose for your purpose, because everybody has a purpose.
Everybody, all of y'all.
Yes, and then when you find out what it is, protect it. You have to protect it, because it's so important that we do that. And we have 5 minutes. So listen, don't fall prey, America, to the schemes. Cherish and invest in intimacy with God more than anything.
Yes.
Because when you get intimate with the Father, oh my gosh, all that new stuff open up. And you see things through a different perspective, through a different lens. Life opens up for you, because everything we need, I'm telling you, flourishes out of our relationship with the Lord. It really does. So guard your anointing, guard your heart, and guard your time. Because people will mistreat your time. They'll take it for granted, and then they'll expect it every time. Come on now. That's Joel 2:25, what you just quoted. Because that's how we get devoured. Because, yes, but God is a restorer. So get in position to be restored. If you've been worn out by the enemy, by people, just whatever, get in position of restoration. Because God is a restorer. He will do that for you. All you got to do is ask. Just ask and you shall.
You shall receive.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Don't withhold nothing from his children.
Not a thing, America. Not a thing. So listen, we
can fall in love with him.
We got a very special. Come on now. We're so excited about this new talk show that we are doing our tapings for. Our next taping is June 13th. So if you want to come and be a part of that studio audience at Bronson Media. Yeah. Did I say June? Oh, my gosh. June 13th, which is the second Saturday. And the only reason we're doing the second.
July.
Did I say it again? July. Lord.
Julio.
July. We're in June. Okay. Y'all know how it is when we caught up. I'm in the supernatural, so all that stuff don't matter. I'll be showing up at Bronco Media. She'll be like, Marlo, it's not your day. Okay? But listen, we're so excited about what God is doing on a new dimension of our new talk show. It will air on the Roku channel nationwide in front of 13 million viewers and 13 million homes. So we're so excited. We had a great time this past June that we were taping, and I just thank the people that are sold into the vision of what God is doing in this new dimension. We want to thank our Blog Talk listeners, and we want to thank our Facebook family, and mainly our studio audience.
We have a packed house out here.
Look at what God is doing, America. Yes, look out. We're so excited because you know what? When people care about what you care about, it's so, I don't even have the words, Laura, to talk about the depth of that because, you know, when you out the box and you radical and when God is telling you to do something and you be like, I don't want to do that, God, and you do it because God's telling you to do it. Half the stuff God tells me to do, I don't want to do. But we do it, and when you have God, it's like it's effortless. You know, you wake up and it transitions smooth as butter. But the main thing is you have to know it's not about you. No matter the depth of it, the height of it, it's not about you. It's about representing the kingdom. Okay? And you have to, you know, I don't ever want to disappoint Abba.
No.
I don't.
That's right.
You know, sometimes we get caught up in these places and we have to ask God and people for help. We need your help, America.
Yeah.
Yes. We need your prayers.
Yes.
I'm telling you, because half the Mondays and Tuesdays, we want to sleep too, America. Okay. But we wake up to make sure that we encourage you and empower you and inspire you to be everything that God is calling you to be. And listen, the only difference between people that are successful and that are not, they do not take advantage of their opportunity.
Right.
Because all we all need is just an open door.
Yes.
And we quit it and trust God in. So we just want to encourage you today to know that you too. So if you're wanting to sponsor your businesses, your books, your ministries, you can sponsor them here at our blog radio on our Mansion Media Studio, or you can take it to a whole new dimension and advertise on our Roku TV, and you can do your commercials there. So all you got to do is contact us here at the Mansion, our Facebook pages, or the Mansion Media Studio at yahoo.com, you too can take yourself to that next place. So pray about it. Make sure it's your season. And if it is, the door will be open.
Blog Radio, thank you for tuning in with us. God bless you, everybody that's listening. We love you.
Thank you, Lord. And we'll talk about the mansion next week. We don't have enough room because the most amazing thing is talking about the Word of God. Amen. So we just pray that you guys have been encouraged today.
Yes.
We have
a
few seconds on our blog.
Pray for us.
Yes, and we pray for you.
We appreciate all prayers.
Yes,
right?
And if you have prayer requests, let us know so that we can put you on our prayer list so that we can, you know, elevate you, you know, in prayer. Right, Laura?
Yes.
So, Laura, you want to pray us out?
Yes. Father, sweetheart, but we just thank you for all our familia that's watching, that has tuned in, Father, and for our special studio audience that's here, Father. I love them so much, God, and I love everyone also that's watching. I thank you for them, God. I pray that you continue to manifest in their lives and you continue to show your love to them. And I pray they continue to have more intimacy relationship with them, God. And thank you for the intimacy relationship you want with us, God, because, Father, we have more of you. We have everything that we need, God, and you will not let us down, God. And I thank you, Father, that you continue to give us the strength, Father, to keep going, that you keep leading us, Father, to your purpose, God, not what we want, but what you ordained for all of us, God. So you said in your word that there's life and death in the tongue, Father. So I speak blessings over every soul, Father, that's watching right now. If there's anybody right now watching that doesn't know Jesus as his personal Savior, Father, I just pray that they will just open up their hearts and say, Jesus, come into my heart and help me, Father. They just cry out just where they're at, Father, whatever struggle they're struggling with. Just like me, when I was struggling in darkness, I just said, Jesus, I want to know you. And I was doing drugs, and God, next thing you know, you showed up in my door, God. So I just pray right now, Father, anybody that's watching, that's struggling with addictions, that's in darkness, Father, I pray for your mercy and grace, Father, that you reach out to them, Father. And I thank you, Father, that you're faithful, God. I thank you for the souls that are going to answer, Father, the calling, and I thank you for the souls that are going to receive salvation, not by power, by might, but by your Spirit, Lord. We're expecting, God, for your will to be done. Hallelujah. And I thank you for John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For he who believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Now, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hold on. Hallelujah. So until next week. Yeah.
Everybody get up.
Get your love on, get your shout on.
You may be in your car, get ready to go worship. Or wherever you may be. I'm just going to take out this time to talk about my faith. Yeah. If you don't mind, I'm going to go and pray. Yeah. I see you. Let's go. It's like a gentle breeze, fresh off the ocean seas. Pleasant, oh pleasant.
Sweet
like a honeycomb, or your favorite piece of candy. Something about when I hear his name.
When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me,
come. When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, cause I cannot come down. When I hear that name, I lose all self-control. And if you don't mind, I'm just gonna talk about it.
Something about the name.
Something about the name that we call Jesus. Sounds so good, don't you agree? Yeah.
Something about the name.
Talking about my Savior. It's like a smell of sweet perfume.
Like sweet perfume. Just like sweet perfume.
Your name could light the darkest of rooms.
Darkest room. I know he could. When I hear that name,
my emotions get the best of me.
When I hear that name,
people stop and stare, but I don't care. He's my shield, my hiding place. A joy in which I can refrain from dancing.
Something
about
the name that we call Jesus. 10,000 tongues would not be enough to tell.
Talking about here.
Hey, said it's something about that name.
Something about that name.
It's the mentioning of his name.
Something about that name.
There is healing.
Something
power.
Something
about that name.
Show me about that name.
I need to do Sunday because after the word, I couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brother Trey?
Thank you. 1,328. No, on my page, there's no video. Hello.
Come on.
Thank you. Hallelujah. I let people in celebration and all the things that we do. Together, we call for a video phone call. And I said, Jesus Christ, the Lord.